USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is hosting a roundtable with educators and experts to discuss reopening schools safely this fall amid the coronavirus pandemic. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos saying,
"We know that for students and their families, they can't be held captive to other people's fears or agendas. We have got to ensure that families and parents have options that are going to work for their child and for their children's education."
The man accused of shooting someone at a Louisiana hospital this morning is under arrest. The man was arrested near the Mississippi-Alabama state line. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are appearing together for the first time as the likely Democratic candidate for president and vice president. That event taking place in Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The stalemate continues over a new coronavirus bill. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest from Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opening the Senate this morning and again saying the Democrats are not serious about negotiating a new economic stimulus package to help those affected by the pandemic. He says they still are making numerous demands that are unrelated to the coronavirus crisis.
Republicans want to get more aid to these workers, but Senate Democrats have blocked every bit of it over non-COVID-related liberal demands.
Video game usage in the United States has skyrocketed during the pandemic, leading to record revenues and profits for gaming companies like Nintendo, Epic Games, and Electronic Arts. Nintendo reporting a whopping 428% increase in their profits last quarter, driven largely by monster sales of the Nintendo Switch hardware product and its hit game, Animal Crossing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Department of Health and Human Services is now conducting surge testing in Texas for folks who think they may have coronavirus. The state also coming out with new guidelines for those businesses that are closed. With those details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Bars and nightclubs in Texas cannot reopen until the coronavirus positivity rate falls below 10%. Governor Greg Abbott says the battle is far from over.
Even though the numbers of COVID-19 have improved, COVID-19 has not left Jefferson County, has not left Orange County, has not left the state of Texas. COVID-19 still spreads across this region and across the country just as fast as it did in July when you hit high numbers in deaths, high numbers in hospitalizations.
Going a little bit more in depth on COVID-19 cases in Texas, Dr. Natasha Katheria is an emergency room doctor in Texas. She says some hospitals are pushing close to their capacity.
Our death counts are still up there. Our hospitals are still at like 80%+ capacity in our big cities. And we're about 5 weeks after 4th of July weekend. So we're wondering if we might see another bump right now. We're really hoping that we're not going to, and we're really hoping this wave, you know, sweeps through Texas soon and we'll be over it. But, you know, we're not really seeing signs of that with this increased case count right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.